98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
A new survey out this morning says one in five of us are planning a friendcation this year.
I could do with a friendcation.
Yeah, I enjoy one. So this was done by multitrip.com. They asked 2,500 people who they'll be holidaying with in 2026. So the majority, 60%, say they'll go off with their other half.
Yeah.
Right, fair enough. 33% will go off with the kids. Another 19% will go off with their adult children.
Very good.
So the over 18s, they'll go on holiday with them. And then 9% of people say they plan to travel solo this year.
Solo holiday.
I did a couple of solo holidays when I was single and I really enjoyed them. But like
yeah,
2 days.
Read your book, sit by the pool, relax. You probably totally switch off.
Yeah, breakfast and lunch, fine. I had a weird thing about going to dinner. I don't know why, it was a me problem. I was like, oh, I'm alone now.
Yeah, okay.
For the prom pill, yeah, do you know what I mean?
I'd probably start making friends, do you know, with the singer at
That's
the bar.
That's true. You would be the singer at the bar by the end
act.
Of the night.
Yeah.
I would be the tribute to the tribute act. Well, look, they've come up with a kind of a couple of bullet points of things you need to agree on before you go on holiday with
friends. Okay, I want to hear about this now.
We've gone on holiday loads of times together. I think we holiday really well.
We've had
an absolute
ball. We haven't been on one for a while
now.
No,
we haven't.
I just, about 2 or 3 years now, I've just been, it's been hen after hen and wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. We must book one in very soon. Well, we were in Prague.
Oh, sure, we just came back from
Yeah, we were in Prague.
Work and pleasure.
Exactly. So they say you must agree on the vibe before you holiday with friends.
Okay.
You need to discuss the type of holiday that you would like.
Fair enough, because sometimes...
Active or relaxing.
I was going to say, sometimes you feel like you need to sit and then you end up going away somewhere.
Yeah.
And you're walking the length and the breadth of a city.
Yeah. Your poor legs would be gone from under you. They say you need to discuss money before you leave, how much you're willing to spend or not spend.
Fair enough, very important.
And maybe set up a central fund or what's known as a kitty.
We use an app myself and my husband go away a lot with my sister and her now husband.
Yes.
And we use an app called TriCount.
Oh, brilliant.
So when one person pays or something, it calculates it all for who owes
excellent.
What. Then by the end of the trip, you know how much you owe without having to figure
have
out the bills.
For the maths.
It's very
that
handy.
That sounds very handy.
Very handy.
Well, that sounds like you've got that sussed. You need to discuss what rooms you're sleeping in due to early birds and night owls.
Fair enough.
You and me would team up on that one. You need to be flexible. If you have a plan, you need to also have freedom to roll with any changes that need to be made.
I think there needs sometimes to be free time in an itinerary.
And
so
this
let
is,
everyone go off. Go get the blow dry if you want to go off to a shop, if you want to go shopping. Free time.
Did you answer this survey by any chance? Because the last point they make is alone time.
Yeah.
However close your friendship, being with the same people 24/7 can be demanding. Take time out to relax and recharge, and in their words, be valuable for everyone. Rebecca's like, I'm off to the shops, get away from me.
I'm getting the hair done, I'll talk to you in a few hours.
It is really important though, you want to go away, but you also do just need a moment.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, leave me alone, please.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now you'll know our next guest from the Traitors UK. She's a criminal barrister turned author, and her brand new book has already become a Sunday Times bestseller. Harriet Tice, welcome to 98 FM. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, thanks for chatting with us this morning, Harriet. Your new book is called Witch Trial. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes, it is. It's a kind of mashup supernatural legal thriller. It's about a juror on a murder trial of two teenage girls who think that they're witches. And he goes in thinking, the juror goes in thinking that he's entirely on top of it and it's going to be a walk in the park. And as the evidence unfolds, he finds himself more and more immersed in ways that he could not possibly have anticipated. So yeah, it's kind of horror and law, if that's your jam.
It is.
Gosh. Would you be a bit superstitious? Are you into the supernatural world, Harriet?
My rational head says no, and my superstitious head says, yeah, don't walk under that ladder. Don't mess with things you don't understand. Put it this way, I would never do an Ouija board. Yeah, just don't mess with things, even if you're sure they're not real. You just don't mess.
Yeah, there was always somebody at the table pulling the coin when you were a kid, weren't there?
I would never touch one, Brendan.
Harriet, you were a criminal barrister before you became a writer. How much does your previous job influence your writing now?
A huge amount, to an extent, in that it's all about the life rather than the cases I did. I was a really junior barrister even when I left, and that most of my cases were sort of shoplifting, people with addiction, that kind of thing. So it wasn't like it was big murders or witchcraft or anything like that. But the actual life and the lifestyle and court procedure and the understanding of criminal law, all of those facets have played into every single one of the books in different ways. Because, you know, it's, lots of people write legal thrillers without actually ever having stepped foot in a courtroom. And you can tell. So, you know, I bring that lived experience to the page.
And Harriet, we have to talk about The Traitors UK. You were absolutely brilliant on the show. You were obviously faithful the whole way through. But I'm wondering, did you go in wanting to be a traitor? I think you would have made a fantastic traitor.
Oh, yeah. No, I begged. I begged to be a traitor. And that was what I had prepared my entire game around, was being a traitor, because I was so sure, you know, you convince yourself that you were going to be the one that's chosen. So when I was a faithful, I was actually really thrown. It was like, what? I don't know what to do about this at all. I think it would have been easier on one level only, which is at least the paranoia. I would have known who everyone was. And that, I think, would help. Though obviously not the secret traitor.
Yes.
That's hard. But obviously you would have paranoia in other directions in terms of, you know, who's on to me, who's not on to me. And I think I might have found it hard to lie to people. I don't know, though. I did the Traitors Live experience in London last autumn, and I was a traitor. And my God, it was so much fun.
Really?
I really enjoyed it. That was my hope at the beginning. And obviously I just ended up being a faithful, and then I was a sort of method faithful and lent in hard.
Yeah, like, I mean, obviously one of the standout quotes from the series came from you, the cat amongst the pigeons.
Iconic. Iconic.
How?
I'm hiding my face as you say it.
Honestly, it was brilliant TV. It's one of the most quoted thing from the whole of the series. How did you feel watching it all play out back when you were watching it?
Do you know what? It was such a, I mean, it's an awful word, journey, but it really was, because there were bits I was really proud of, and then there was bits where, I mean, when it came to the iconic breakfast, I was cross, you know, I really was quite cross, and I was tired, and, you know, and so to watch it back, there's real emotion there. And I think watching real emotion back is hard. You know, it's not, we don't normally see that, you know. Mercifully, if we do get cross, it's not recorded. And so to have to sort of see your face being all kind of snippy is, I didn't find that entirely easy, and it will kind of haunt me. But, you know, I think the main lesson is, don't wear red if I'm feeling at all annoyed. I think red just fuels it. I should have worn a nice beige and maybe everything.
It's also, it's hard not to, you know, let your emotions get the better of you when you're being lied to. I think everyone, you know, it's not nice being deceived. And I know that's the name of the game, but you get to know people. So
that's what the power of the game is, I think, that you've got, you know, it's a game rationally, but because you're so immersed in the, and it's how you're living, that real emotion becomes involved. No, I mean, I had not realised how much I didn't like being lied to, which I know sounds a bit silly, but when I was actually confronted with it, it's really hard. You know, it's not a way that you'd want to live in normal life, and I pity anyone who has to.
Yeah, and I guess in that situation as well, it's not normal life. I would imagine it's a very intense sort of unnatural way to live for a couple of weeks.
They're so clever at the immersion of it. You know, you get time away from it, of course, when you're back in your, you know, as they put it, their individual lodging. But when you're there, you don't have someone, you can't go and talk to your partner, you can't talk to your family saying, what do you think? Do you think it's a good idea if I go in and do a confrontation at breakfast? Well, no, Harriet, maybe don't do that. You know, all you can do is you go back and then you wind yourself up, because you've got, you're sort of bouncing off the walls with all these ideas, thinking and thinking and thinking and theorising and theorising. And it's amazing, because you can fully suspend disbelief in a way that, you know, if you do one of those murder mystery weekends in a hotel, you would never be able to get into it properly, just because real life would keep intruding. But they protect you from all kind of real life, so that you don't have to focus on anything other than the game. And, you know, for all of us who are busy people, when do we ever get to focus on something like
just
that?
One thing.
You know, I've been so lucky to have the experience of it. Wouldn't do it again, but amazing.
Okay.
And Harriet, do you think, you know, your time in the Traitor's Castle will inspire your future writing?
I think it will feed in ways that I'm not even sure yet, just because the psychological aspect of it was so fascinating. Yeah. And the effect on me, the fact that I knew it wasn't real, but I believed it was. Yeah. You know, that sort of space is something that I cannot see how that won't end up on a page. Mm. But I wouldn't be looking at writing a book about, you know, a reality TV goes wrong and someone actually does get murdered, because that, I think, is other people have done that kind of book, and they've done it very well. But I think the psychological aspect was just so, it was so interesting, such an interesting thing to go through. I'd be really surprised if I don't end up writing about it some way, but not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. I need to process.
Maybe down the line. But for now, though, we can't wait to read Witch Trial, already a Sunday Times bestseller. Harriet Tice, thank you so much for chatting with us on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Thank you very much for having me.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Brendan, you have a bit of an English lesson today.
I do. I'm starting with that. But fear not, I'm a cool teacher. Yesterday morning, we learned that a group of giraffes is known as a tower.
Yeah, tower of giraffes. I'd never heard that before.
Neither had I. So there was a story about a tower of giraffes licking a woman's feet on a safari because she was wearing banana shoes.
Very strange.
So then we started chatting about other collective nouns that aren't just a herd, a pack or a flock.
I've got a flock of seagulls, isn't it?
Flock of seagulls, yeah. I've got some more this morning that I think you'll enjoy. We touched on this one yesterday. A group of crows is known as a murder.
A murder of crows. I mean, they do hold a grudge for a long time.
I only learned this very recently. Yeah.
I love crows. I love them. Don't mind Nicolas Cage.
I went to see Nicolas Cage's grave. He hasn't died yet, but he's got one in New Orleans.
I mean, he's prepared.
And he's got a pet crow.
Yeah. If you've got the money, I suppose, you just buy yourself all sorts of things.
Yeah. I think this one is more known, a gaggle of geese.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a parliament of owls.
Oh.
Very wise.
Very wise indeed.
A charm of goldfinches.
A charm?
Hmm. I love this one. It's a crash of rhinoceroses.
Well,
it kind of does what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
It's a band of gorillas, which I think we always knew.
A band of gorillas. I'm learning a lot here today, Brendan.
As displayed in the old Cabaret ad with the Phil Collins track. It's a smack of jellyfish.
Ooh.
I like that. I don't know why it makes me think of a kiss.
A smack.
Yeah, you wouldn't want the smack
you
of a jellyfish
now.
But that is the collective noun. This is really fun. It's a business of ferrets. Isn't that?
I just wouldn't associate a ferret
with
business.
Doing business, no. But just chaos. A conspiracy of lemurs.
Ooh.
A romp of otters.
Sorry. The word romp.
The word romp. You only ever see it used in one tabloid newspaper.
Yeah, you do.
And it's when two people have been getting it on. And finally, this morning for your English lesson, it's a dazzle of zebras.
A dazzle of zebras. I'll have to use these now.
I'll
start using them.
They really just tickle me. Finally, this morning, once again, we need to talk about what the astronauts who've just been to see the backside of the moon are eating. So we learned last week that the Artemis 2 crew would be feasting off flatbreads, hot sauce, there was a lot of hot sauce, and quiche during their 10-day mission.
Your personal favourite.
The other item that caught our eye was the mac and cheese.
Love mac and cheese.
Lads, I would feed off that for 10 days alone.
Same.
Like, no bother to me. Not a problem. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. Well, one of the foods they packed for the mission has just made itself a main character.
Really?
Have you seen this?
No.
The image of a jar of Nutella silently floating right in front of the spaceship's cameras is all over the internet this morning.
I would say Nutella are thrilled.
I would
you
imagine so.
You couldn't pay for that type of advertising.
You just couldn't. So the jar of chocolate and hazelnut spread went for a zero gravity spin just moments before the Artemis 2 crew broke the record for the furthest distance travelled into space. It is being called the greatest free advertising moment in history.
That is Insane.
One small step for man, one giant win for Nutella's marketing team. NASA's Kennedy Space Center has shared the image with this caption: enjoying sweet treats while our Artemis crew takes sweet photos of the moon. Nutella's also posted an update to its socials saying it's honored to have traveled further than any spread in history.
Very good.
Calling Nutella out of this world.
I am a big fan.
Yeah, I do enjoy it. I preferred when we were younger the white and milk chocolate spread, the twisty one.
I never vibed with that, Brendan.
Did you not?
I was always Nutella girly.
Nutella's also changed its bio to spreading smiles all the way to space. Now, the floating jar video, it has no sound.
Yeah.
But to me, it looks like it sounds like something you mentioned on this show last week.
It's one of my favourite scenes of The Simpsons ever.
So, so good. That is Brendan's bit.
Thank you, Brendan. Fetch me some Nutella.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Matchy, matchy,
matchy, matchy, matchy. Three words.
Lots of prizes.
And AI presenters.
98 FM.
Hello and welcome to Matchy Matchy, the game full of fabulous prizes and lots of glamour. Mm-hmm. In case you've never heard Matchy Matchy before, this is how it works.
Yes.
We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll win all of these.
Look at me. I'm gorgeous. And you'll be too with this Matchy Matchy blow dryer.
Avoid a kitchen calamity with this brand new air fryer.
And pack it full of meat with this €100 butcher's voucher.
Get your garden ready with a cordless trimmer.
Because you need it clean for your brand new trampoline.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Sorry, what great prizes.
Chaotic, so good.
Absolute chaos. And hoping to win that chaos this morning is Sarah in Kilcock. You're on 98 FM, Sarah. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Sarah, who'd you have with you this morning?
Tommy and Lavinia.
Tommy and Lavinia, good morning. Do you guys listen along to Matchy Matchy often, Sarah?
Yeah, we're listening a long time now, yeah.
Oh, very
thanks
good.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
And many Easter eggs left in the house? Are they all gone? What's going
on?
No,
we still have loads left.
Do you?
Yeah.
Loads too left.
Many. Until next. Too many to get through.
Do Tommy or Lavinia do that thing where they hide an egg on each other? We used to do this thing as kids where my brother would always hide one and for some reason then pretend he was finished.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I would eat the last of mine and he'd say, actually, I have some left.
Oh no.
Okay, that was just us then, Sarah. That's okay.
And Sarah, any nice plans for the rest of Easter midterm?
We're just hopefully if the weather's nice now, we'll just get out to the park and playgrounds and try and enjoy the good weather.
And fingers crossed you're about to win a trampoline as well.
Yeah.
Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with, Sarah?
Rebecca.
Oh, off to the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a win with Sarah and the guys in Kilcock this morning. Dun, dun, dun. What was your favourite Easter egg, Sarah?
My favourite was probably any of the Torrington ones, I think, are
oh,
nice.
Oh, lovely. But very fancy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like
Nutelli. Which one?
A Nutelli. I don't even know what Easter egg is.
Neither do I, Sarah. Let's move on. Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is horse.
Horse and cart.
Horse. You're saying cart?
Yeah.
Your second word is band. B-A-N-D. Band.
Oh gosh, band.
There's a lot of consulting going on.
Bandstand.
Yep. I'm loving all the consulting going on. And your third word is work. They're having a whisper.
Work day.
Work
day.
Day.
Can I change the first one?
Yeah, of course you can.
What was the first one?
Horse.
Oh my god. Horse. Horse riding. Instead
horse
of cars.
Riding. Okay, so you're saying horse riding, bandstand, and work day. Are we locking them in?
Yeah.
Locking them in. Here we go. The words are locked in and we're getting Rebecca back to the studio from the soundproof booth. How are you, pet?
Oh, very good.
How
was
that?
You looked in there this morning for my arrival.
Oh, lovely. Very nice. Yes. Very nice. Your first word to matchy matchy with the guys is horse.
Horse. I'm going to say horse ride.
Your second word is band. B-A-N-D. Band.
Band. Band-aid.
And your third word is work.
Work? Workplace.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Sarah and the guys in Kilcock this morning?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Not to be this morning, guys. After horse, the guy said horse riding, which if we did have a tree,
guys,
I would have had to consult producer Russell.
I think we might have gotten away with that one.
We might have gotten away with
we'll
that.
We'll never know.
After band, the guy said stand,
oh,
and
band,
they
stand
went with workday. Sarah, guys, thank you so much for playing this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Easter eggs. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks
for playing,
guys.
Have a great day. We will do it all again tomorrow morning. If you listen to Matchy Matchy, but you've never played, but you're in the car going, I could do that. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you on WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.